Welcome to Astrovision. We are a modern guide to the cosmos within. We blend the timeless wisdom of astrology with thoughtful technology to provide hyper-personalized insights, delivered as both a detailed written guide and a personalized podcast. Today, we deep dive into the personality of the Cancer zodiac sign. All right, so let's get into Cancer. When we start looking at the Cancerian personality, the first thing that really jumps out is this primal search for security.
Exactly. It's foundational. The energy of Cancer kicks off right at the summer solstice, which is the point where the light just starts to contract, you know?
Yeah, okay.
So it's no wonder they're always asking that fundamental question, where do I feel safe?
And that search for safety isn't passive, is it? That's a common misconception.
Not at all. It's driven by this incredible force. Cancer is cardinal water. People hear water sign and think, you know, gentle and receptive.
Right.
But cardinal means initiation. It means active directional energy. Think of a powerful river that literally carves a canyon. That's the kind of determination we're talking about.
So this quiet exterior is actually hiding this immense internal force.
Yeah.
That really brings us to their architect, doesn't it? The exoskeleton.
It's the perfect symbol. You see it everywhere. The crab, the turtle, even the scarab in ancient myths. It's all about creatures that carry their home, their fortress, with them.
So the takeaway is that home isn't necessarily a physical place.
Precisely. It's a portable psychological state that they live in. It's what lets them navigate both the material world, the earth, and that deep subconscious emotional realm, the water.
And who's in charge of that inner world? That brings us to their ruler, the moon.
Yes, their sole ruler. And it turns them into what you could call a biological barometer. It's a fantastic description.
A biological barometer. I like that. So they're just incredibly sensitive to emotional pressure.
Hypersensitive. They'll feel the mood of a room before anyone else has even consciously registered it. And this is an instability. It's a high-fidelity response system.
And that sensitivity is paired with, funnily enough, this immense strength. Let's talk about the claws.
Ugh, the claws. That's their tenacity. It's why people born under this sign have such an unwavering sense of loyalty. When they attach to a person or an idea or a job, their grip strength is just unbelievable.
But that grip can be a double-edged sword, can't it? I mean, they hold on to the good things, but they can also hold on to old hurts with that same intensity.
That is the shadow side, for sure. They anchor, but sometimes they anchor too deep in the past. It ties right into their intuition, which some sources call lunar logic.
Lunar logic, so it's not thinking in the traditional sense.
No, it's more like an instinctual risk assessment. It's a gut feeling, a rapid threat detection system that just skips all the linear steps and pulls together millions of tiny cues instantly.
A superpower like that needs protection, which I guess brings us to the famous shell.
It absolutely does. The Cancerian interior is often described as dripping with empathy, almost like an exposed nerve. It's incredibly vulnerable.
So the shell, that reserved, sometimes even cold exterior, it's not who they are, it's functional.
It's purely functional. It is 100% necessary for their psychological survival. When they get wounded, they don't fight back like a fire sign. They retreat instantly. All that energy pulls inward to protect the core.
Which explains their unique strategy for dealing with things, the sideways walk.
Yes. A head-on conflict risks cracking that precious shell, so they navigate around obstacles indirectly.
And this is where things can get tricky in relationships, right? The passive aggression or... what was it called? Hint culture.
That's the crucial part. They can rely on hint culture. They operate from this almost pre-verbal place where they feel that if you really love them, you should just know what they need without them having to ask.
Oof. That's setting up a tough situation.
It's a dangerous game in adult relationships because they're projecting their own hyper-empathy onto partners who don't have that same high fidelity system.
So when you put it all together, what are we looking at? They're the zodiac's guardians.
Formidable guardians of emotional memory, of foundations. They build safe zones, not just for themselves, but for everyone they care about. Their life's work is really about learning to tell the difference between their true intuition, that lunar logic, and an anxiety that's just an echo of a past hurt.
And when they figure that out.
When they master that calibration, their intuition is borderline precognitive. They remind us all that success means nothing if you don't have a safe home to come back to.
Thank you for listening. You can now go deeper with your personal Astrovision report. Hearing about an astrological concept is a great start, but nothing compares to hearing how they apply directly to you. Discover your unique path with an Astrovision report, your personal user manual delivered in our celebrated podcast format.